Well, if they were knocking on the floor with their foot or hand, what would you call that?
Well, I just call that, I wouldn't like that so well, I just stop them from doing that.
But what would you call that? If you do like this?
Stomping?
Uh-huh.
If they stomp, I wouldn't want them to stomp. Mm-hmm. I never lie there.
Mm-hmm. Before you got your car, well, you had your car and your salary, I guess.
Oh, we had those long years ago when our children were small.
Well, what if somebody had the salary and had the car? How would you get where you wanted to go?
Well, the salary, we would hitch it up, hitch the horses.
What if somebody had the salary and was gone, and somebody had the car and was gone?
Well, I'd just have to walk, I guess. Or get someone else to take me. But walking, I guess, would be the best.
Mm-hmm.
There had been a time we'd walk nearly everywhere we went, anyway.
Because
mm-hmm. there wasn't cars, you know, any cars.
How do you turn on your TV?
Well, I just turn it off.
Some of them, your daughter has one, a TV. How does she work hers?
Well, some of them, you mash a button, and it'll come on. And then some of them have, they got now, they have something that you can be in bed or anywhere there in the room, in the house there, and you can push that button on that little thing, I forget what you call it,
mm-hmm.
and you can get what, you can get it, you can start it, and you can get the station you want.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't had that yet.
If you push it,
my
turn
son
it on, how would you turn it off?
Well, I turn on and off.
Well, if you had
right,
a push button, when how would you turn it on?
Well, you just, you push that button in, and then you pull it out.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Mm-hmm.
How did you carry your children? You had your baby buggy, but what if you didn't want to carry?
Well, we carry them sometime. My husband would hitch up the buggy, or he'd let his brother hitch up the stirrer and take us someplace.
But what if you didn't have a Sarah or your buggy and you were just walking?
We'd just have to walk and push the buggy, baby buggy.
But what if you didn't have your baby buggy?
We'd have to tote the baby.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever get in the kitchen or try to get with the heater, put the hand
yes,
in the
Yes, they try that. They all will try that if they have a chance. You have to watch them very close to keep them from putting their hands on the heater or something.
When they were, if you needed something and you couldn't get up and get it, what would you tell them?
Well, I would ask one of them to go bring me whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
drink of water or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see your grandson play ball or anything?
Yes, I've seen my grandson play ball.
When they threw the ball at him, did he miss it?
Well, I don't know much about football,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know all it. I couldn't tell too much about it, but I just only seen it once.
Mm-hmm. Well, did he get the ball?
Yes, he made good.
Well, if they threw it at him, what would he do?
Well, if they threw it at him, he'd catch it.
Mm-hmm. But he would catch it sometimes.
Uh-huh. Sometimes it wouldn't and sometimes it did.
Well, sometimes, you know, people be in a bad mood and they act all grumpy and stuff. But sometimes they feel pretty good, in a good mood. What would you say call somebody that was in a good mood?
Well, what I call somebody in a good mood, what I feel like I am when I'm in a good mood, you know, everything is nice and pleasant, and no hard feelings in it.